Next question is Jose. I'm a cuter, AmeZQuita. This is a consultation. Consultation requested Dr. Sambona. Reason for consultation. Shown as a breath, bradycardia. History patient is a 82-year-old with shortness of breath, dizziness, and near syncope period. Patient's chronic atrial fibrillation period. Patient underwent a heart monitor study that showed multiple episodes of pauses up to 3 seconds and a slow ventricular rate as well as frequent PVCs period. Patient is referred to me for permanent pacemaker implantation period. Current medications are out of 15 milligram daily. Multivitamins, semistatin, melatonin period, allergies, non-drug allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, family history, no history of premature coronary and disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denial, recent weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. As for history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdomen, no history, no osteometic and diarrhea, estimated no osteoarthritis. Examination, blood pressure, 115 over 73, pulse is 50 to 60. Respiration, 16, weight is 155 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is irregularly regular, 1 over 6, systole murmur, heart of the left and border. There is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal, active, pulse, sound, estimated no edema. Clinic impression number 1. Paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, number one, chronic atrial fibrillation, number two, bradyarrhythmia. Recommendation, discuss with the patient regarding permanent pacemaker implantation. I will consider implanting a leadless pacemaker because patient has chronic atrial fibrillation period. Procedure is kind of benefit. Discuss with the patient and as well as the family and they agreed for the procedure. Please send a copy to Dr. Sambona. Consultation date is 5/26/22.